Blog Talk Radio.
You ready to rock this town by now?
Greetings and welcome to another weekly episode of Rock This Town Radio with TC. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, Cuddles the Cat. We are coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in 412. That's Pittsburgh, PA. And I apologize if I sound a little weird. My microphone wasn't working tonight. The goofy radio program sometimes works, sometimes it doesn't. So I'm holding my phone in front of my face. We're still going to do this show and have a great time. For the next hour or so, we'll be exploring the diverse world of rock and roll music. And on our show tonight, in honor of Women's History Month, I'll be featuring some of my favorite female artists. And this is a tough one. When I first thought of which songs I wanted to play for the show, around 30-plus female artists came to mind. I had to whittle it down to 12. And here's what I came up with, and starting with one of my favorite groups from Motown. That was, of course, Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac with Gold Dust Woman from their classic 1977 album, Rumours. In the UK, it was released as a B-side of the single Don't Stop. And in the US, it was on the backside of the single You Make Lovin' Fun. The title of the song comes from Gold Dust Lane, a street in Wickensburg, Arizona, where Stevie Nicks lived for a time as a child. I chose this song to share because I think it really brings out the range and emotions of Stevie Nicks' vocals. In fact, the final take was recorded around 4 a.m. after a long night and many tries in the studio. Stevie nailed it after she wrapped her head with a black scarf, leaving only her mouth uncovered, essentially shutting off her senses so that she could tap into her emotions. Before Stevie Nicks, we heard Carol King and her huge hit, It's Too Late, from her breakthrough 1971 album, Tapestry. Carol King wrote the music, and Tony Stern wrote the lyrics soon after her breakup with James Taylor. It's Too Late hit number one and won a Grammy for the Record of the Year in 1972. The single was considered a double A side, 45, with the I Feel the Earth Move on the flip side, also finding chart success. We started off with the 1968 hit song Destination Anywhere from the Marvelettes, who were an all school friends growing up in Detroit. They were the first Motown all-girl group to find success with Please Mr. Postman in 1961, and that really opened the door for all the great Motown female groups. Okay, we continue with our celebration of Women's History Month and some of my favorite artists. And let's go with another Motown legendary group, the Supremes. Emmy Lou Harris with Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight from her 1978 album Quarter Moon in a 10-Cent Town. And I have to admit, this is the only album by a female country artist, per se, that I have ever owned. But she leaned so far towards the folk genre that I never really thought of her as country. She studied music in college in North Carolina and gyrated towards learning the songs of Pete Seeger, Bob Dylan, and Joan Baez on her guitar. She eventually quit college, moved to New York City, and played gigs in the Greenwich Village folk music circuit. And one thing that sets her aside from other country artists who release albums centered around a hit single, Emmy Lou Harris really followed the album-oriented rock lead with her recordings, where her albums all kind of tied in, and there never really a song that jumped out as a single, or the album wasn't built around a single. Okay, before Emmy Lou Harris, we heard Sheryl McCrow with My Favorite Mistake off her third album, The Globe Sessions, released in 1998. The song is about an unfaithful lover, and for the longest time, it was rumored that she wrote it about Eric Clapton. But after several years, she said that wasn't true, but she never really revealed who the song was actually about. I have to admit, though, prior to 2017, she probably wouldn't have made this list. But since I saw Sheryl Crow at Farm Aid here in Pittsburgh that year, I have been a fan. After she graduated from college in Missouri, she was teaching music at an elementary school by day and playing in local bands on the weekends. A producer friend got her work singing radio jingles, which led to doing commercials for Toyota and McDonald's. And another thing you might not know about Sheryl Crow, she toured with Michael Jackson as a backup singer during his Bad tour from 1987 to 1989. And we opened the set with the Supremes and their big hit, Baby Love, which was included in their 1964 album, Where Did Our Love Go? Rising from a Detroit housing project, they were Motown's most successful recording group, male or female, with 12 number one singles in the Billboard Hot 100. The lineup of Diana Ross, Mary Wilson, and Florence Ballard was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988. And I do want to apologize again. My microphone's not working, so I got my face in front of the cell phone running the show tonight. So, you know, if I sound like a wanker, that's why. Okay, we're halfway through our Women's History Month salute to some of my favorite female artists. And I'm going to kick this set off with the Queen of Soul, Aretha.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love is a Battlefield by Pat Benatar. Even though it was a studio recording, it was included on her 1983 live album, Live from Earth. In 1973, Brooklyn-born Patricia May Andrzejewski, I think I said that right, Benatar, worked as a bank teller in Richmond, Virginia, while her husband was stationed at a nearby Army base. One night, she saw Liza Minnelli in concert, and her life changed forever. She quit her job soon after that and decided she was going to be a singer. Her first gigs were with a house band at a Holiday Inn, then as a singing waitress in a Roaring Twenties-themed nightclub. Her husband, Dennis Benatar, was discharged from the Army, and they moved back to New York City, where she got regular bookings at the famous Catch a Rising Star Club. After divorcing her husband, but keeping his last name, I'd say Pat Benatar's star did in fact rise. Okay, before her, we listened to Linger by the Cranberries and that wonderful voice of the late Dolores O'Riordan. Linger was on the Irish rock band's debut studio album, Everybody Else Is Doing It, Why Can't I, from 1993. When Dolores O'Riordan auditioned to replace the original Cranberry singer, who did not last too long, she jotted down the lyrics to what became Linger just before the session, using her experience of a once falling in love with a 17-year-old soldier and her deep regret for doing that. Dolores O'Riordan died at the age of 46 in 2018 in a London hotel bathtub. The cause of death was accidental drowning due to alcohol intoxication. And we started this set with the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, and her 1967 number one hit, Chain of Fools. Don Covey wrote the song, recorded a demo of it to give to Otis Redding. But after Jerry Wexler, a producer with Atlantic Records, heard the song, he told Covey to give it to Aretha instead. Smart move indeed. Okay, we have one more trifecta of songs to round out the first installment of my Salute to Women's History Month and some of my favorite female artists. And we will begin with the youngest and the newest artist on the list, Norah Jones.
Left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, I wish that I could fly away. Instead of in my hand, my heart is drenched in wine, but you'll be on my mind forever. Out across the endless sea, I would die in ecstasy, but I'll be a bag of bones driving down the road alone. Thank you. don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come.
The Pretenders ended our final set with Show Me from their 1983 album Learning to Crawl, featuring, of course, the great vocals of Chrissie Hynde. She grew up in Akron, Ohio, and was never really interested in high school activities like dances or even dating. Whenever she could, she would sneak off to Cleveland with her friends to see any bands they could. She once said in an interview that she was in love with guys in bands that she would never meet, so it made it hard for her to like the guys who were around her every day in school. She was attending Kent State University during the infamous National Guard attack on protesting students, and the boyfriend of one of her closest friends was among the four students that were shot and killed. While she was at Kent State, she joined a college rock band that played on weekends around Cleveland. One of her bandmates was Mark Mothersbaugh, who went on to be one of the founders of Devo. In the middle of the set, we heard the Queen Siblings of Rock, Heart, was Straight On from their 1978 Dog and a Butterfly album. I could talk all night about how important Ann and Nancy Wilson in general and the influence they've had on so many women in rock specifically. One thing I do want to mention, these sisters can cover Led Zeppelin songs as well, if not better, than any group out there. Check them out on YouTube doing live covers of Stairway to Heaven, Battle of Evermore, Black Dog. There's a bunch of them. They did a Led Zeppelin cover of Stairway to Heaven at the Kennedy Honors a few years back. Okay, and that brings us to the artist who opened our final set tonight, Norah Jones, and her song Don't Know Why from her 2002 debut album Come Away With Me. She's the daughter of Indian sitarist Ravi Shankar and an academically trained jazz pianist. I was familiar with her debut album, but what really grabbed my interest in her and the rest of her music was her appearance in 2003 on Willie Nelson's 70th birthday concert when she sang a duet of I Don't Want to Get Over You with Willie. I'll be featuring that song when I do an episode of duets in 2 weeks. Okay, let's check out birthdays coming up this week. Today, a happy heavenly birthday to Mary Wilson, a founding member of the Supremes, who we heard earlier. She was born on this day in 1944. She died a year ago in February at the age of 76. Kiki D is 75 today. Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees will be 77 on Tuesday. On Wednesday, Robin Trower will be 77. Jeff Ament, the bassist for Pearl Jam, will be 59 on Thursday. Bobby McFerrin, the Don't Worry, Be Happy guy, turns 72 on Friday. A happy heavenly birthday to Al Jarreau on Saturday, born March 12, 1940. Al left us in 2017. Liza Minnelli will be 76 on Saturday. And Saturday is also James Taylor's birthday. He'll be 74. And here are three more artists who are celebrating birthdays this week. And we'll play some tunes for you. If I can find it, there it is.
Distance, ribbon of black. I must have got lost.
That was Circle by Edie Brickell in New Bohemians from 1988. Edie will be 56 on Thursday. We also heard Musta Got Lost by the Jay Giles Band. And frontman Peter Wolf will be 76 on Monday. And we started our birthday set with Pink Floyd's Learning to Fly. And a very happy 76th birthday to David Gilmour today, born March 6, 1946. And that will take us towards the finish line for this episode of Rock This Town Radio with TC. And my first podcast for March in celebration of Women's History Month. Coming up on our next show next Sunday, I'll be featuring the next generation of female artists, women who've hit their stride since the 1990s and right up until now. Rock and roll will never die, and these ladies are making damn sure that it doesn't. You'll want to tune in next week for that special show. In 2 weeks, I'll be playing duets featuring very talented female artists pairing up with equally talented male artists. And the week after that, the last week of March, I'll be playing songs with girls' names in the title. That should be a lot of fun as we wrap up Women's History Month. There are a few upcoming Deviant Legion podcasts this week, hosted by our good friend and the man who made this show possible, Carl Kaper. And I thought it was a big mouse in my closet, but it turns out it's the K-Man. And he's here to tell you all about him. Greetings, my friend. Are you there? You're not even there. Well, he's probably on the crapper. Maybe he'll join us here in a second. Okay, you can find all our great podcasts right here on the Deviant Legion Network on Blog Talk Radio. Listen live or find any of our shows and the episodes. Archives whenever it works for you. I didn't hear the toilet flush, Carl.
You're doing the producing of this. You could let me in.
You heard me.
Yeah, but I'm on the episodes ready to go as soon as you let me in. I had to go back and get on the studio.
Last week you came in by yourself. Well, ring the doorbell.
You had the doorbell. What can I say?
Ring the doorbell.
Hey, guys,
you idiot.
It's Carl. I'll do a quick one here. So, on Tuesday, which is the 8th, that's this coming Tuesday, we have Limes Marshall back with us, along with Vicki Love, and the Queen of Science Fiction visits the cavern with a twist of Limes. We're going to be going into Star Wars Legacy Part 2. We're going to go from the sequels to the original film into the prequel series, and we'll be doing that on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we're very happy to come in with filmmaker Joe Black. Joe is an independent filmmaker. Production company is called Blue Means Pregnant Films. I love that. And he just completed and released his latest film, Natasha Hall. It is a comic noir featuring a female protagonist. And I have yet to see it, but I will be doing that tomorrow in preference to the show. But I've heard from very good people that I know, including Tony Strauss, that this is an excellent film and we should be pushing it. So that's exactly what we're going to do. Okay. And then on Thursday, we're going to have a good friend of mine by the name of Henrietta Atkin with us. Henrietta is a composer. She and I went to Concordia together for the master's program in church music. And we'll have her and Rachel and myself. And we will be doing women composers. And, of course, we'll be featuring Henrietta's music. I've got Delia Derbyshire, who is a British electronic composer. She actually composed the theme to, along with Ron Grenier, the theme to Doctor Who We also have Florence Price. Rachel will be talking about Florence. She's a native of Little Rock, where Rachel is. And then on Friday, Adam Ferenc, these shows are all at 8 o'clock. Adam will be doing cathode ray emission, and we'll be talking about the show Person of Interest. So please join us for that. And then that's what we have coming up this week, TC.
Well, it sounds like quite the lineup for you, my friend.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I said, yep, thank you very much, Carl. And like I said, you can find all those great podcasts right here on Deviant Legion Network on Blog Talk Radio. Listen live or find any of our shows in the episodes archives whenever it works for you. Also, check out my YouTube channel at TCC77 for concert footage that I've shot at rock shows around the country. TCC77 on YouTube. And please keep Ukraine in your thoughts and pray for the country and its people if you're into that sort of thing. Okay, that's going to wrap it up, folks. On behalf of Cuddles the Cat, I'm TC Clark, and I hope you had as much fun as I did. And you have a great rockin' weekend. And as us cool cats say, I'll see you on the flip side.